Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the third hour here. I'm going to jam in some calls now. More coming up in the hour. We have a guest joining us. We're going to blitz through news and get his take on it. The first look at Iowa. I keep forgetting, guys. Make sure you guys from John get that clip of the horse race clip with the Karl Rove. He'll know which one it is. Looking at fraud in Iowa. Let's go ahead and talk to Carter in Michigan. Carter, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, just want to say me and a lot of my friends are really proud of what you're doing, and we support you all the way, man.
Well, thank you. Couldn't do it without your support, my friend.
Okay, well, I have a statement and a question as well. I just want to say that I was one of the, I'm a young black guy, been on board with Obama since 2008. I was one of those guys who drunk the Kool-Aid, you know, back then, and, you know, thought he was going to be this miracle guy, and all this stuff, and, you know, just over the years, just watching his agenda, I really decided that I'm going to have to come on board with Ron Paul. And, you know, after the NDAA, it really was the last straw for me. I really see what kind of guy he really is.
Good to be loyal. I mean, you see how bad somebody is like George W. Bush, and you want to believe. I mean, I early on wanted to believe Obama when he said in wars, torture, and all this. But then I saw the advisors he was getting and who was giving him money. And I said, folks, it's going to be a total con job. And we were right. But again, I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah. It was one thing I was watching on cable news. We was Al Sharpton show on Tuesday, and they were talking about Ron Paul. And he was saying that, you know how the media has been trying to portray him as a racist and stuff. And he was saying that Ron Paul doesn't support the Civil Rights Act of 1965 and that, you know, Rosa Parks would still be on the bus. And it kind of threw me off because, I've been looking into Ron Paul and I really want to support him. You know, I'm thinking of donating to his campaign and everything. And I'm thinking like, wow, I mean, what's up with that? You know, I figured, you know, you would be a good guy to, you know, talk to about it and see what's really
going on.
Well,
the problem with it is I can pull up what he actually stands for. And Rand Paul said the same thing. They're saying federal legislation like that over states, that it should be the states. The states should all adopt legislation like that. And he said that he would support it. He's saying it's unconstitutional, though, because they use that then for other things like the sexual harassment stuff and the rest of it. And now we've got the feds setting up checkpoints on highways. And so that's a misrepresentation. I mean, I need to pull up his quotes where he explains it all. But no, I mean, it's like when they say he's against having a space program. No, he just explains that it should be done by the states or that it's not part of a Navy or a military and that it ends up being basically militarized. So they lie and say, well, he claims he's against earmarks, but he takes the money. He votes against the earmarks, but once the money comes to the district, of course, it gets distributed. So you can just I'll guarantee you that's one of the frequently asked questions on the Ron Paul 2012 website. And you can go up there and look at that. And next time I have Ron Paul on, I'll bring that up to him. But no, that's one of their favorite things is to say that, you know, that they say he's against the federal government. He doesn't want women to vote. And it's basically just made up. Perhaps I should. Problem is now here by the third hour. I cracked my sternum last weekend. So now I'm kind of laboring here, folks. So I'm sorry, but we'll get this hour done and I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. I may not be able to do the nightly news tonight. I may have Rob do it, but we'll see what happens with that. But I tell you what, I will I'll codify that information for you and get it out for you. How's that sound?
Oh, great! You know, because I pretty much I got my family on board. It seems like it's to the point where you know, Ron Paul. You look at all the other candidates, and I mean, you look at Obama. It's like Ron Paul is the only way we got to go, or else you know, all hell's going to break loose.
You're right, my friend. You're absolutely right about that. Good to hear from you. Okay, we got a guest coming up, and we've got a bunch more calls as well. This third hour is going to be jam-packed. Wait to hear this Karl Rove clip coming up. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
For the rest of the hour, investigative journalist Greg Hunter is going to be our guest. We'll also take calls. Those of you that are holding, he can talk on any of these issues. I wanted to get him on to get his perspective on anomalies in Iowa, because I know he's been looking into those and reporting on it. Since we even had Bev Harris on, who's really the preeminent expert in election fraud, blackboxvoting.org, we've learned even more. And in a moment, after we get Greg's basic breakdown on this, I'm going to play a clip, an audio clip. It's a video clip for viewers, a little piece that John Bound put together for the Nightly News, where it shows Ron Paul, you know, up at first place until the magic wand of Karl Rove is introduced, and then magically he gets pulled back to third place. And we're going to play that clip of Karl Rove here in a moment saying, oh, well, you know, some of the key precincts got lost or didn't show up. And, you know, there's missing people that had the votes. They don't know where they are. So they just had a gentleman's agreement and decided what level Santorum would go up to. And that's the final numbers. This is hours before these numbers were even released. This is the guy that called Florida for Bush, when none of the other networks did. But when Karl Rove says so, it makes it so. And again, I'm not a fan of Al Gore. Facts are facts. So we'll get his take on this. And then I want to move into some other subject with Greg Hunter. The Iran situation, the TSA setting up checkpoints all over the country. We have another article out on it today. setting up checkpoints, checking IDs with machine guns, MP5, Heckler & Koch, 9mm, in Florida. DHS officers arm a semi-automatic setup, unannounced ID checkpoint in Leesburg, Florida. I mean, we are living in the twilight zone here. My report, again, is up at drudgereport.com, easy place to find it. Some of the other news we have at Infowars.com is the soldier. Army considering reprimanding soldier who appeared with Ron Paul. Now, we got an extended interview with him that we premiered last night that one of our correspondents got with him after he was on CNN, and they cut the feed. Then he went up and was on the stage with Ron Paul. They got the interview after that. And it may be one of the last times you hear from him, because the U.S. Army said Wednesday that it is considering disciplining Reserve Corporal Jesse Thorson, the soldier who spoke out against a militaristic foreign policy at Ron Paul's post-Iowa caucuses rally. Well, I mean, as a citizen, he's allowed to talk about Ron Paul and supporting his view of military intervention. It's certainly shared by the former head of the Joint Chiefs, Fox Fallon. Mullen, the outgoing guy, and then, of course, now Dempsey, they finally hired somebody who will go along with it. By the way, Dempsey has all these weird quotes where he, I don't know why we're in Iraq, and I did say it, but we're there, and I like it. You know, just really weird stuff. Let's go ahead and blast Iran. So that's going on there. We'll get his take on that as well. Greg Hunter runs USAWatchdog.com, a great news site. And he's worked for ABC News, CNN, you name it, Nightly News, all of it, and brings all of that to his own research and reports there. Greg, great to have you back with us here today. What is your view and take on the big anomalies I know I've seen and others have witnessed, including people that were in the caucuses who called in from Iowa yesterday? What do you see happening there?
Well, from the very beginning, Ron Paul was up with 43% of the vote. Now, that jives with most of the reporting of people going into the caucus goers going in saying they're going to vote for Ron Paul. He was the clear front runner going in, and by a wide margin. Now, I don't know what went on in the background, but I think it's awful weird for a guy who was in, what, fifth or sixth place to shoot to the top with an 8-vote margin of second place a loss, which is Santorum, who Santorum was on Meet the Press, and he was talking about he would degrade their facilities. And I wanted David Gregory to say, whoa. Now, this isn't like bombing Libya, Senator. This is Iran has been basically put up as a line in the sand with China. And China has said that they will come to Iran's rescue, even if it causes World War III. This is pretty widely reported. Russia helps Iran with their nuclear facilities. And I don't think Russia is very keen on allowing the United States to, bomb Iran's facilities. Now, they say, Iran says it's for the peaceful production of energy. And listen, I'm American and I'm for the U.S. and I'm for our troops and all that. But just for an objective view, Iran has a lot of yellow cake and also uranium, and it would be a real normal path for Iran to take to say, hey, we need to develop our nuclear resources. They have a lot of uranium in Iran, in the Middle East, and they would also preserve their fossil fuels that at some point in the future, 40 years, 50 years, whatever, will run out. And some people say we shouldn't even be burning oil. It's such a rare and it's such a unusual component that naturally occurs in the crust of the earth that there are some scientists say we should keep it for fertilizer and for medicine and for other things than just burn it in our gas tanks. So that said, this is not going to be like sending in some people to Libya who are former Al-Qaeda, and that's been widely reported by everybody who's out there.
Times, BBC.
They were a former guy who fought against coalition forces in Afghanistan, was a leader in Libya. We put him in Libya. And so, I was saying from the very beginning, they started a central bank right from the get-go, just like that. What happened to the 144 tons of gold that Gaddafi had? Wouldn't that be great to settle contracts? But I guess when they run short, they just take your segregated accounts and don't deliver your gold and silver. Like, oh, IMF Global. And so, but that was a very weird thing. We basically, are you for us or against us? Well, unless you're taking out Gaddafi, then you're Al-Qaeda and it's okay. So I don't understand that. We supported Al-Qaeda. This NDAA bill that just passed specifically said Al-Qaeda. Why are we supporting Al-Qaeda in Libya? Why? And back to the voting thing. Listen, I don't know what happened there, but all the reporting, one thing, here's what the mainstream media does great. They report on the moment. Television, cable, television, mainstream media does a wonderful job if a bridge falls down, if a hurricane comes up for an election. And they did a wonderful job that night, and they were polling caucus goers on the way in. And all their resources, and everybody that I watched said, wow, Ron Paul's going to walk away. And when the numbers first came up, he was.
Yeah, the exit polls look like 50% is what he should have gotten. The entrance polls showed that. But magically, it didn't happen. I want to expand on that, but I want to play you a clip.
We should talk about why. We should really talk about why.
Absolutely, but I want to get your take on this. This was picked up by a couple of newspapers, but other than that, it didn't get any attention. This is from Fox News. Karl Rove, their correspondent, talks about these key precincts with the missing votes, and we were being told this before we knew about the Karl Rove comments, and then they got in a room and had a gentleman's agreement and decided to boost Santorum by all these percentage points. I mean, this is a smoking gun where Karl Rove hides it in plain view the night of the election, hours before these numbers even came out. How is Karl Rove from Fox headquarters telling us this? Here is the clip.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes. By 14. How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source. They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for him, point for Santorum. Clinton County, they have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14 votes over.
And from out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be in Clinton?
The person who's got the official piece of paper is missing. But the Romney and Santorum people who are monitoring it agree on what the number is. They apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who have agreed, yes, we were there, we know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agree to what it was.
All right, and again, we're going to post that video clip up on the site. Our computer stuttered a few times. That's unedited, though. That's from Fox News. What do you make of that?
I say that's he basically admitted that they decided between the two supposed front runners who was going to win. Why did they bring Ron Paul in? Why did they bring Newt Gingrich in? Why don't they all talk about it? That's my question.
Yeah, that's a mind-boggling clip, and it's not getting any attention. The Tribune newspaper reported on it. One long caucus, one delayed official add up the late results from Story County. So it is confirmed. Here's the Examiner out of the Washington. Karl Rove, Romney has won Iowa by 14. It just mentions it as a footnote here. And this would have been enough of these votes to push Paul at least into second place. So here they are admitting that they moved up Santorum in a gentleman's agreement because they don't know where the guy is. You're supposed to call him in from each little caucus point. You're not supposed to have them all in a truck going somewhere to be counted.
And look where that came from. That came from what Ames, which is the center, which is also the place of Iowa State, a big university with lots of young people. And Ron Paul gets about what 50% of the young vote
or more.
Listen to his speech, and I like to be objective. One person on my site, because I said I wasn't stumping for Ron Paul, and he said, I don't know, what does he need, a halo over his head? Well, you know, listen, I want to be objective. If somebody's getting if somebody's getting the short end of the stick, I want to be objective enough to say, hey, I'm not one of his supporters, and I don't support any candidate or any party. I'm just trying to be objective, and he's getting a bad shake. I mean, the evidence shows he's getting a bad shake, and it at least shows they should do an investigation on what happened in Iowa. I mean, they got a guy in a truck. They don't have telephones. They don't have fax machines. They don't have computers.
Well, they're supposed to call it in. They're supposed to. It's amazing. Stay there. We've got to come back and talk more about this, and we'll probably play that clip one more time. I think the guys gave it to us in a really high res. And then our computers are run on a gerbil on a wheel, so it was breaking up a bit. But we're going to try to come back and play that clip clean because it is so amazing. But here's the news articles breaking it down. Our guest is Greg Hunter. Your calls are coming up, too. We're going to look more at Iran and some of this crazy police state news straight ahead with our guests. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
By the way, our computer in there can't play files that are as big as our nightly news computers can. That's why that one was stuttering. And so coming up in the next segment, we're going to shrink that file down and be able to play that clean without a few stutters. And because it was for the nightly news, we had the little joke in the clip where Karl Rove moves the horse of Ron Paul back. And we have a clip from the Kentucky Derby where they say, "And out of nowhere," and it shows Sam Turum just appear there at the front of the pack. But we also have that clip raw. We're going to post an article at InfoWars.com. But an amazing clip. Why would Karl Rove publicly talk about how there was a gentleman's agreement, and how did he know this was going on before anybody else did, and why would he talk about it? I mean, is it a case of hiding it in plain view? I mean, this is a guy well known for manipulating elections.
Were you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Listen, maybe he was feeling his oats. Maybe he thought he was saying enough to where he was covered. I think he said enough to cast doubt, to cast real doubt. Now, did they manipulate the votes? We don't have actual evidence. We don't have an actual person who was in the room that said, yeah, they miscounted the votes. But boy, all the evidence around supporting that Ron Paul was winning, even on the election night from the, the caucus goers, the polls going inside. I heard one of the reporters say, well, you know, they go in and they say they're going to vote for one person, but they can always change their mind. Well, then thousands of people must have changed their mind, because he was very early on. He was up by 43%, and Romney I don't even think he was in third place. Very early on, from the very first time they started, announcing, who was in what place and who was in the lead. I don't know, but I know one thing. I wish somebody in the mainstream media would just sit down with Karl Rove or Ed Rollins and, all these, Mike Murphy, and say, okay, tell us why you don't like Ron Paul, because you have absolutely nothing good to say about him other than that he's got a lot of young people you'd like to get.
Yeah, that's it. Either they ignore him, or when they are forced to cover him, they twist things and attack him, showing the power structure is scared. And that's the question you've been asking. Why are they so scared of him? I want to go to that. But here is the clip of Karl Rove. And again, the Tribune newspaper reported on this, the Washington Examiner. One long caucus, one delayed official add up to late results from Story County. And there at Ames, with that big university, oops. They had to put all those different precincts in a truck. It disappears, and Karl Rove doesn't know where it is, but they had a gentleman's agreement, and Santorum moved up. I mean, this is incredible. Here it is.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes. How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source. They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for Santorum to a 4-vote margin for Santorum. Clinton County, right. You have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14 votes over.
From out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
So I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be in Clinton?
The person who's got the official piece of paper is missing. But the Romney and Santorum people who are monitoring it agree on what the number is. They apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who have agreed, yes, we were there, we know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agreed to what it was.
All right, and Greg Hunter of USA Watchdog, investigative journalist, joins us. This is a short segment. We're going to break. We're going to come back and cover a bunch of other issues with you. But continue with your breakdown of this.
Well, two things. Number one, they said, he said first Romney and Santorum. Then they rounded up the representatives of the camp, like as if they talked to other people. They didn't, I don't think. That's not what it sounds like to me. That's number one. Number two, as an investigative reporter, I always had to make a decision to protect a source or not protect a source, because you always want to name your sources. And if somebody is talking about, hey, wow, there's this new report that says depleted uranium will cause cancer, and I lose my job at the Defense Department, and they'll prosecute me for, being a traitor, then I have to protect that source, okay? And you want to make sure you protect
but your sources. But if it's somebody in a public election, want to know about the good old boy meeting, put the source out there.
What's the source? Chris Wallace is the son of Mike Wallace, who's done all kinds of investigative reporting, knows better than that. And you say, from a pretty good source. Well, what source is that? Why didn't he say, what source is that? Who's the source? There's no reason you would protect that source. Who's the source? Oh, just a pretty good source. Really? Who?
No, they were just going to let him have the inside baseball there and hide it in plain view so that we don't know to who go talk to that source as well. They're just hoarding the sources because they don't want us to know.
Who knows if the source is, who knows who the source is?
Well, that's a sign they don't want you to know who the source is. Yeah, there's more hanky-panky. Stay there. Let's finish up on the election looking forward. And then more on Iran and phone calls with our guest straight ahead. But and of course, then you got the Republican strategist the day before saying the insiders have got it fixed. I mean,
we're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're going back to our guest here in a moment and then into some other important issues and news. I want to get his take on and your calls here today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I know we've had callers holding since before he joined us, but he can certainly talk about pretty much any issue out there. He's a very well-researched gentleman. But if you guys bring up kind of side topics, I won't even really have anything to say because I'm mainly focused on the economy, what's happening in Iran, the unfolding police state and the rest of it. Every few months, I've always done this in my 17 years on air. I do satirical skits. Global Love Cop, a guy dressed up in a stormtrooper outfit telling you how great the police state is. Or I did a thing with John Corzine, you know, saying I'm not going to tell you where the money went. You know, with a banker top hat dressed up like the Monopoly Man. And I've done a new one. It's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We did it on the nightly news last night. Cobra Commander for President. And I'm illustrating in the piece that our government's doing everything that cartoon villains would do. Secret arrest, torture, preemptive war. And so Cobra Commander announces he's going to run for president. And I got the idea of seeing the trailer for the new Cobra movie coming out, which is really just a military recruitment film, where Cobra, this international terrorist group, takes over the White House. And so I'm basically speaking from the White House. I see commenters there saying, Alex, where did you get the giant cobra throne? Folks, that's blue screen. Somebody mailed me two Cobra Commander outfits because I'd done a joke about Cobra Commander a few months ago. So I thought, well, I've got these. I see this. I'll do a skit with this. And some people, it's got 852 likes to 48 dislikes. And some people are in there, since it went up last night. And they're saying, Alex, this is a joke. You shouldn't joke around. Really, Rush Limbaugh didn't joke around on his TV show and do satire. Anderson Cooper didn't get a half-naked woman with him on his news show to get ratings. That's not what I'm doing. When something's satire once every 2, 3, 4 months, it's clearly that. And, of course, that's just a talking point to attack us. Most people, I guess 20 to 1, yeah, 20 to 1 or so, like it. It's funny, it's goofy, and it's gallows humor. We can't just sit up here and be serious about this all day or we go crazy. Now, we do have a serious video on the NDAA that's got close to 500,000 views that I shot from home right after Obama signed it there on New Year's Eve so no one would notice. And I have a new one that we also just aired today and posted titled, The NDAA is a hoax. You cannot legalize tyranny. Marbury versus Madison. Anything repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. Any law. Could they have laws again saying black people are slaves? No. And if they tried to pass those laws, we would stand against them. They're illegitimate. In fact, let's shift gears into the NDAA, because I know you've written about this over at your USA Watchdog news site. When you look at this, when you see this kind of stuff happening, why do you think, same question, why are they cheating Ron Paul, clearly, in the coverage and how much time he gets in debates, all sorts of evidence of fraud in Iowa. Why are they doing that to Ron Paul? But also, why are they saying they want to censor the internet now and validating our position and proving we were right? Why are they getting so naked about their tyranny, so brazen, so hubris-filled? Or is it an attempt to flee forward, and is it desperation? Why are they saying, we'll secretly arrest citizens, we'll have worldwide combat, including in America, we'll end posse comitatus? Why is that happening, Greg Hunter?
Well, I'll answer your question with a question. What are they getting ready for? What are they doing at checkpoints in Florida? I think they're practicing. What are they doing at the FEMA camps? I think they're going to need camps because I think we're headed for an economic a collapse. And I'm not the only one that said that. There's a guy by the name of Ray Dalio who runs Bridgewater Associates or Capital. I can't remember. It's a big hedge fund. Bridgewater is an $80 to $100 billion hedge fund. His name is Ray Dalio. And several months ago, he said he thinks the collapse, an economic financial collapse, will happen at the end of 12 or the beginning of 13. Now, he also thought that we'd have a collapse in 2008, which we did. I also said in 2008, in March, all the banks were in trouble. I've been saying that for months before, that all of the banks were in trouble. This is in March of 2008, and of course, we didn't have the collapse until, October? And so, but he looked at me like at CNN like I had two heads, like, what do you mean? Well, as it turns out, they did collapse. Well, my question is, what are they getting ready for? And I think they're getting ready for some sort of collapse. And if they bomb Iran, like Rick Santorum wants to do, like many of the neocons want to do, it's not going to be as simple as people think. Can our Navy defeat the Iranian Navy? Without question. Our Navy is probably the best in the world, bar none. But that doesn't mean that our Navy won't take some big hits. I mean, the Chinese, I'm sure, have sold Iran these missiles carrier-destroying missiles that fly about 3 feet off the water and can take out a carrier at a few hundred miles. And, the Persian Gulf is only a few hundred miles wide at its widest point, maybe 300 or 400 miles long. It's not that big, really. It's not an ocean. It's not like hiding out in the Indian Ocean. And the other thing is that if we have this warfare with Iran, they're not going to pull up, the USS Iranian, Iranian, battleship and have a broadside. I mean, we're not going to be doing that. And they don't have aircraft carriers, and they don't have battleships and Aegis missile cruisers. What they do have are guys in speedboats with RPGs and torpedoes and asymmetrical warfare. And how much asymmetrical warfare does it take for people who own a ship full of oil to say, I'm not going to take my ship through this 30-mile strait? So even if they don't shut it down completely, and of course, former Secretary Cohen said that they cannot shut down the strait. Well, maybe they can, but they can sure slow down some oil flow. And what is that? Anywhere from about 30 to 40% of the world's oil a year, and they've been working on this for a while. Hold on, just a minute. I'm just going to get rid of that. They've been working on this for a while. They've been practicing.
Yeah, this isn't Iraq, who was under 15 years of sanctioned and had been carpet bombed before that, and an unpopular dictator. The Iranians, up against U.S., British, and Israeli funding, as you know, in the tens of billions, over $50 billion total. U.S. gave them $35 billion. And even U.S. CIA advisors and satellite help. Over a million, what, and a half Iranians died, 300,000 Iraqis. I mean, the Iranians do have their you-know-what together.
Well, listen, they're going to fight. They've been planning this for a long time. And what I want to say to people is, hey, listen, if it's going to be something that is in the interest of the world and interest of the United States of America, and we're going to go to war, it's not going to be just the Iranians. I said this earlier, that the Chinese have publicly stated in no uncertain terms that they will side with Iran, even if it means World War III. They said that on Chinese television. It's on my site.
Well, they said it about – exactly. They said it about Pakistan, too. I mean, this is really – making the war lines draw, and we're all run by hedge fund managers like Corzine, who makes 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. I mean, these guys are in control, but I think they are irrationally exuberant. I think they are clinically insane.
Well, listen, I think it's the supposedly of the seven deadly sins, the sin of pride is the worst and the most destructive. Why? Because when you're prideful and when you think that you're invincible, boy, you're setting yourself up to be knocked off that fine white charger, and you're setting yourself up to get a big pie in the face. And our economy is fragile at best. I mean, if nothing else happened from here on out, maybe we could grow our way out of it, but I don't think we can.
And that's why all the military top generals in the U.S. and Israel and England are saying, don't do it, but they're going ahead with it. Why are all the generals, except for one guy they found, Dempsey now, and the former head of the Israeli military, the former Mossad head, who they had to get rid of because they're not for this? Why, from your research, I know you've covered this a lot, why are they telling them don't do it? Why are they calling it a catastrophe?
They know it's going to be a mess. I mean, Alex, how long can Americans stand $8 or $10 or $12 oil in fuel lines like we had in the 70s? You know, in the 70s, we had a really strong country. We didn't have but a half a trillion dollar deficit maybe in the 70s, $300 billion in the 70s. We could take a hit. In the 90s, we could take a hit. We're not set up to take a hit. When we had this massive bailout where the Federal Reserve, which incidentally didn't get hardly any coverage, the Government Accountability Office nailed $16.2 trillion that got pumped out to bail out domestic and foreign banks, domestic and foreign companies. Who knows how much got paid back? They say most of it's been paid back, defined most. And we can't audit the Fed, so who knows what happened? Who do they pick as a winner and who do they pick as a loser? Evidently, they picked MF Global as a loser. But anyway, the long and short of it is they don't, the generals know that this is a giant mess. This is not going to be like, force A and force B meeting each other on the battlefield. Oh, no, no. This is going to be asymmetrical warfare. This is going to be, Hezbollah is going to be turned loose in the north, which is, I think, part of the reason why they want to knock out Syria. Hamas is going to be turned loose in the south. Israel is going to be under, major attack. The other thing is, and I was thinking about this, is that at this point, if Israel does, and I think they do, it's been widely reported they have 200 to 300 nuclear weapons. Well, then we can't let Israel fall into the hands of Hamas or Hezbollah now, can we? They can't get a hold. They can't be overrun. If they are overrun, then who gets control of the 200 or 300 nuclear weapons that Israel reportedly possesses? Well, we're kind of stuck there.
No, the elite are causing a giant crisis, exactly as you said, to distract from the economic implosion, which is actually a mega bank takeover.
I think they're going to have the implosion anyway. I think they know mathematically at this point we might as well print money. We're going to have the implosion. Let's buy time as long as we can to prepare. That's what I think. And other people say the same thing. I mean, we never fixed this whole...
No, the military's all being told get ready for civil unrest. How do you add to the equation 1.5 million instant checks, average 2.1 guns bought? That's over 3 million guns, an all-time record sold in the month of December, and that's just through registered gun shops, not just the private seller market, a reseller market. And they did a survey I saw where the number one reason they're buying guns is fear of unrest, collapse, and not trusting the government. I mean, what message is that to these banksters that run the government that the public just bought 3 million guns in 1 month because they don't trust you?
Well, I think the military is not going to all line up and get on board with this. I just don't see everybody in the military saying, yeah, this is okay. We'd like to have a military government. I mean, listen, you know, our military has grown up under the flag of the United States and the U.S. Constitution. I think the overwhelming majority of the people in the military believe in civil rights and believe in the U.S. Constitution. That's why they go to war and they die. And I was saying this at CNN, and I think it made people mad. And I said, hey, you know, in this whole, you know, Iran-Iraq conflict, Afghanistan and Iraq conflict, that the only people are suffering are military service people and their families. Everybody else is out drinking their lattes and having a good time and getting bailouts, and the only people that are coming home with their limbs torn off and people coming home in boxes at Dover are the people in the military. And listen, you know, one thing I got to say is that if this is such a national security, such national security importance, then I think everybody should sacrifice. We should have a tax. We should have the draft. I think Charlie Rangel was right to say, hey, we should have a draft. We shouldn't be paying contractors $150,000. Incidentally, you know, we took all of our troops out of Iraq, supposedly, but yet I think the number is something in the neighborhood of 70,000 contractors left behind. Are we really out of Iraq? We just up and left? I don't think so.
Let me ask you this question, and then I want to go to some calls.
Okay.
The ruling class acts like they're not worried about anything anymore. I mean, as you know, 20-something years ago, they wouldn't let the troops use depleted uranium. Now they just tell them, don't worry about it. It's good for you. They tell the TSA workers.
I did a big thing on that.
No, well, that's why I brought it up to you. Yeah, I saw it. But I mean, here they are. Now telling TSA workers, I've had TSA people tell me, there's no radiation, it's not bad for me. And then I see all these top scientists in the news saying it's bad, the body scanners. So I'm just saying the level of deception, even for the minions that are in the system, what do you think's going on? Go ahead.
I think they're getting, this is like a big ship. You don't take to America are going to be vast. And of course, the status quo wants to hang on to power. And they don't really want to fix anything. And this is why, let's come right back around to Ron Paul. Listen, they sold liar loans. Okay, now, people like Rush Limbaugh, I listened to him on the air the other day, and I think he's an intensely, wonderfully intelligent man. And for him to come up with what he's saying is absolutely, outrageous and repugnant for a man of his intelligence to say, well, the government made all these bankers, make these loans. You know, the best frauds were a nugget of truth surrounded by a big load of, you know, crap. And yes, maybe the government did want bankers to have poor people to have more access to capital, but they didn't tell them to have liar loans. They didn't tell them to take those liar loans, which were fraudulent, and package them up into securities. Oh, and they didn't have the paperwork, so they lost them according to the robo-signing where they were manufacturing the promissory note. You think you pay for your house in 30 years. You do not. You pay for
your
house.
It was the mega banks on record that lobbied government to make those changes and create that big auction market.
Yeah, but they couldn't lobby fraud. When you package securities up, you got to have the promissory notes in the security.
No, I understand. The buck stops with the banks and the people certifying those loans.
We have massive, giant fraud that happened to Americans. It was so big they changed the accounting rules in 2009, and they're still changed. And that the Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, said you can value assets, real estate, mortgage-backed securities, at whatever value you think they'll be in the future. Now, the IRS does not do that. Oh, you want to pay off this loan with your house? Oh, you want me to value it in the year 2040? No. What's the value today? It's called mark-to-market accounting. And if they did mark-to-market accounting, see, I suspect all the big banks are insolvent. And here, prove me wrong. Go back to mark-to-market accounting. Value the stuff on your books. And I think if it's such a big problem that they can't print enough money to hand out to the banks, and incidentally, they handed out, nearly $200 billion in forgiveness and money through Fannie and Freddie just to one bank, Bank of America, last year.
Amazing. Let's jam in a call right now. It's just total insanity. Hyperinflation on the way. George in Pennsylvania, you're on with our guests. You got any comments or questions?
three quick ones, and I'll listen off air. One of them was that I had talked with you before about having people that were voting in New Hampshire register with someplace that they were voting for Ron Paul so we can avoid this issue. At least have some people that are willing to say, yes, I will stand up in court and say that I voted for him just so we can take some of these fraudsters to court. The other real quick one, 14th Amendment says if the loans are made in the government's name, the government is not responsible for them. I think that this has all been fraudulent. I think the 14th Amendment protects us. I think we can throw all this stuff out.
And yeah, that's right. We've been signed on to these derivatives that we don't owe.
One yes, other correct. Thing is you're correct, sir. So the answer is yes, you're correct.
One other thing they're is fraudulent. That... the lack of support, I think, is partially our fault. We haven't gotten out there and gotten the information out. I've been handing out your information and other people's information as much as I can. I think we need to have a political action committee to try to defend all these things that Ron Paul...
I'll tell you what, that's a good point. We're going to break, Greg, but start answering it now. What are ideas to try to stop election fraud from your research?
Well, why are we having election fraud? The reason why is we have two corporate candidates, which is Romney and Obama, okay? Period. Even staunch Obama supporters say, hey, he's Wall Street's man, right? Even Michael Moore has been saying negative things.
Stay there. Let's finish on the other side. So finish that point. We'll be right back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Couple notes here. Don't forget, I'll be back tonight with the nightly news, 7 o'clock. We have the author of Dr. Mary's Monkeys that breaks down the government's development and the documents of cancer viruses as a weapon, fast-acting cancer. He'll be joining us. We'll cover a lot of the news we didn't get to in some of the breaking news. Also, it's out of print. And I told Charlotte Isbury, okay, well, don't put out the phone book size. We'll put out another abridged and updated deliberate dumbing down how the globalists have dumbed down education by design. It's out. It's available. She's joining us tomorrow. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, revised and abridged, available at Infowars.com. Still a very thick book full of documents and a noble lie, Oklahoma City, proving that that was a false flag attack, conclusively available at Infowars.com as well. This stuff is a stake to a vampire's heart, both these pieces of information warfare material. Going back to our guest, Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Greg, what are some of your ideas to counter election fraud?
Well, first of all, you're up against people like you and I are up against a big, big mountain. But the mountain is shrinking and our mountain is rising. That's the good news. The bad news is President Obama goes on 60 Minutes at the beginning of December in front of Steve Croft and says, well, the banks did unethical things, but they didn't do anything illegal. Of course, Steve Croft, who makes $5 or $6 million a year in the mainstream media, didn't ask, hey, well, exactly what unethical things did they do? And listen, according to, you know, to William Black, who's a former, you know, regulator, banking regulator and a professor of economics and law, says they packaged liar loans, that they sold liar loans, they packaged them in securities, they got a tax exemption, they raided these securities many times without any paperwork, and then they created the paperwork and foreclosure fraud, and there's fraud, and nothing's been done wrong. It's a huge, massive problem. In the wake of the savings and loan crisis, they basically successfully convicted 1,000 financial elites. They gave out 10,000 indictments. Do you know how many people have been indicted and convicted in the wake of this crisis? Zero. None.
No, it's a green light to take money. Look at MF Global now, and we've got cases of Bank of America and others taking houses, not only where they don't own it or have the deed, but the house is paid for in cash for a decade. I mean, and this is getting to the point of just mega criminality.
Yes, and it's and our, you know, and Eric, where's Eric Holder? And you know what? I don't want to be against the Democrats, because there is not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Obama's a corporate candidate, and some of his far left supporters are like, hey, even Rachel Maddow came out against Obama for citing the NDAA. Listen, she understands what's going on. Whether you like her politics or not, she gets what's going on. Anybody that does journalism, you know, wants a fair shake and be able to speak their mind. And this NDAA is a slippery slope. Yes, I know they say it's al-Qaeda, but the president has an exemption. And many scholars and many people, including Ron Paul and others, have said, hey, this is the beginning of martial law here in America. So we have a giant uphill battle. And the election fraud exists because there is not a free and independent media. We have not a free and independent
media. Well said. We're out of time. Greg Hunter, amazing. You've got a lot of energy and got a lot of great reports there at your site. You really cut through the clutter. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I got to a lot of calls today, folks, and I would go into overdrive and take more, but I've got to kind of keep my strength to be able to do the nightly news tonight, because I did crack my sternum in a weightlifting accident, as you know, last weekend, and now it's healing and getting excruciatingly painful to even breathe or talk. I will be back tomorrow. Because I'm sure not going to lay in bed going through this pain. And I'm not going to have surgery, and I'm not going to wrap my chest or any of that. Pray for its speedy recovery, though, because it is getting worse and worse. That's it for this transmission. Get our video about the NDAA being a hoax at Infowars.com and get it out to everybody. Wake folks up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.